KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have very light snow, and it's 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be cloudy today with a 60% chance of snow. Less than 1.5 inch is expected here in the Atlantic area. We'll have a high near 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Well, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop at around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday in Villisca resulted in the arrest of 18-year-old Kai Jacob Ballinger Kenoke of Carson. Ballinger Kenoke was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and then released from the scene on a citation. 1.5 hour earlier, 58-year-old Stanley Mark Armstrong of Villisca was cited for possession of an open container of alcohol. That happened in the 700 block of South 7th Avenue in Villisca. Two California residents who were arrested following a traffic stop in Cass County earlier this year have been sentenced to serve a total of more than 18 years in prison. A district court judge in Pottawatomie County on Tuesday handed down a 160-month sentence against 38-year-old Mario Ruben Borboa of Downey, California, for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Borboa must also serve 5 years of supervised release. His co-defendant, 30-year-old Melissa Nicole Gallardo of Lancaster, California, is required to serve 65 months in prison on the same charge, plus 3 years of supervised release. Borboa entered a guilty plea to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in August of this year. Gallardo pled guilty in July. On February 27th of this year, the Iowa State Patrol in Cass County conducted a traffic stop resulting in the seizure of about 16 pounds of methamphetamine that was located in the trunk of the car Borboa and Gallardo had driven from California. The investigation revealed that the methamphetamine was being transported from the Los Angeles, California area to Waterloo, where it was to be distributed. Money received from the sale of the methamphetamine was to be returned to California at a later date. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa State Patrol and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A Southwest Iowa man has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in a federal prison on a child pornography charge. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Nearly 2 years ago, investigators found what they describe as sexually explicit photos of a 15-year-old girl on the computer of 30-year-old A.J. Simmons of Shenandoah. This past June, Simmons pled guilty to possession of child pornography. This week, he was sentenced to serve 57 months in a federal prison, followed by 10 years of probation. There is no parole in the federal system. I'm O.K. Henderson.
A fire Tuesday evening at a home in Shenandoah caused at least $10,000 damage. According to reports, the blaze at 309 Sycamore Street was reported at around 7:50 p.m. The first crews arriving on the scene saw fire in the attic upon their arrival. Fast work by Shenandoah firefighters prevented the flames from spreading to other areas of the home. An electrical problem was thought to be the cause. The firefighters were on the scene for about 2 hours. There were no injuries reported. A man from Creston was arrested Tuesday morning on a warrant out of Madison County. The Creston police say 34-year-old Nicholas Ryan Ward was taken into custody on the warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Ward was later released on $300 bond. And police in Glenwood report two arrests on Tuesday. 37-year-old Billy Hunter of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for a probation violation. His bond was set at $5,000. And 48-year-old Tony Martin of Glenwood was arrested on two Mills County warrants for harassment in the third degree. His bond was set at $800. Finally, in the news this hour, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones on Wednesday presented a member of the city's police department with an award.
In honor of Sergeant Paul Wood for 10 years of serving and protecting the people of Willamette. Paul, thank you. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Wood's wife and children were in the audience for the presentation that took place during a meeting of the Atlantic City Council. In our funeral announcements, Vera Chalfant, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Vera Chalfant will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Emma Jean Emmy Falk, age 86, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Emmy Falk will be held today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Dorothy Jarvis, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of the Griswold and Omaha areas, died Monday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Dorothy Jarvis will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Betty Hazen, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Betty Hazen will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Rita Linen, age 92, of Woodbine, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Linen will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bob Cole, Jr., age 52, of Atlantic, died December 9th. Funeral services for Bob Cole, Jr. will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Candy Pangburn Batansis, age 42, of Harlan and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Candy Batansis will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the community room at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Kenneth Kramer, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Rural Lewis, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kenneth Kramer will be held at a later date, and they will take place at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.